anxious for nothing. Peace. Scripture, Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7. In nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. There's a particular kind of night where your body is still, but your mind won't stop running the numbers. The bill, the diagnosis, the phone call you're dreading, the thing you said that you can't take back. In nothing be anxious can land at 2 a.m., like one more thing you're failing to do right. But look at what Paul actually says next, because it isn't a command to stop feeling anything. It's an instruction about where to take it. In everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Not suppress it. Not figure it out yourself first, then pray if that fails. Bring the actual thing, the actual fear, straight to Him, on purpose, by name. And then comes the part that doesn't quite make logical sense, which might be the whole point. Paul doesn't promise the situation resolves first and peace follows after. He promises a peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart, meaning it doesn't wait for the facts on the ground to improve. It shows up while the problem is still unsolved, standing guard at the door of your mind like a soldier at a post, because it was never manufactured by your circumstances in the first place. So tonight, whatever the actual thing running in your head is, name it to Him. Not the polished version. The real one. That's not weak faith. That's the exact instruction. Declaration. I bring the actual fear to God by name, and His peace guards me while the answer is still on the way. Read further. 1 Peter 5 verse 7. Matthew 6 verses 25 to 34. Isaiah 41 verse 10. John 14 verse 27.